we went in from back at Milk Street?
Yes.
And what it cost you, do you remember?
5 cents, I think.
It was big money.
Yeah, they had.
That's your life. Now.
Now you put it right in your pocket.
It's 5 cents from the Nostril line to Westboro.
Yes.
And then other 5 cents if you want to go the other way. If you want to go from Westboro to Grafton, it's 5 cents up to the Grafton line, and then 5 cents from there.
Now, there was another fire up at Otis Street there. That was in 1925. That was when the rest of it pretty much burned. And
that's when the ties burned.
That's right.
I presume I saw it, but I've forgotten it now.
Yeah. They lost 5 freight cars there, too.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you told me last time we talked briefly, you remember that car fire? You almost explained it to me like it was yesterday. The one that came from Shrewsbury that lit up tonight.
That was down right over here. Just probably 400 or 500 feet from the freight station up here.
Oh, it came from this way.
Yeah. I don't know which way. I don't know which way to storm.
Yeah.
But it just stopped there when we saw it.
Right here at Milk Street or Park Street?
We can see it from here.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, so it was right there.
It was all open land here then.
Yeah.
No houses here and no trees or anything. This was all a pasture out here. Pasture fields.
Yeah.
And
so you just stood right here and watched it burn,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
That must have been something. That was a great big car too. That was used to
go over across the Lyman School and over this side of the Chauncey, going swimming over there some nights.
Mm-hmm.
Go over back to the back way.
Yeah, by the Warren Colony.
Yeah.
Did you go dancing at all?
No, I never danced.
Did you get any of that illegal bootleg up there?
No, I just used to partake in it. I never cared for any drinks.
Yeah. Yeah. But that was quite a busy spot up there.
Yes, it was. Yeah, they had lots of different things, different clubs and things come in there. Parties. I never went bowling over there.
They had a bowling alley?
They had a bowling alley, yeah.
Did you say they had a bowling alley there?
Oh, sure. Now, at the lake there, you said you always took the trolley. Well, when you did, you took the trolley out there, but was there a building that was a waiting station?
I don't remember there was any.
Yeah.
Not there. Just a stop. Not there, Chauncey.
Yeah, just a stop, huh?
Yeah.
Now, I may change the subject just a little bit, only because I'm interested in other things, too. Well, there's a couple of things. Do you ever remember seeing any of the cars scrapped? You know when they scrapped the cars at the end? Like in the late 20s, early 30s?
Say the point.
Scrapped. When they junked them.
No, I never did.
Yeah.
No.
I guess they did it out behind Otis Street Car Barn and then out behind Tufts. They bury a bunch out there.
Yeah. No,
I just want to talk a little bit about the snow in the winter time. Did you ever recall seeing any of the cars snowbound?
Did I?
Were any of the cars ever snowbound out there, the trolley cars? Did they just abandon them and leave them so they could get to them later?
Well, I think there's one stopped over here. There was a crossover turnout north of the turnpike up here. And I think there was a car stalled there for some time. I don't remember of any being stalled between here and town that
yeah.
They left. They could have been that. Yeah.
Okay, let's get away from that. Now, when they started building the turnpike, you say they moved a couple of buildings, huh?
Yeah.
What did they do with the trolley station? Do you remember? The one on Grove Street and the turnpike?
Well, I don't know. I don't know when they tore them down. I don't remember seeing. I don't remember seeing them tear them down.
And you don't remember seeing them tear the ones down on Park Street?
Yeah, the same one up here.
Yeah.
I don't remember when they did that one.
Fox. Is that Fogg's cabins?
It was, yes.
Were they there then?
Let's see.
They look like something that would be an old freight house.
I don't think so. Yeah.
I don't think they were there.
They weren't there then?
No, I think they were built after the turnpike was put through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was talk once about putting a walkway under the turnpike from the Lyman School. There was a few anyways, wasn't there? There was a set of lights out there, wasn't there?
Yes.
At Park Street and Route 9? No, there was a some wicked accidents out there. Now, you said that they moved that house that the ice cream place is in now. They moved it back this way, huh?
They
want to take care of the problem.
Huh. And they moved it to the other side probably, let's say 50 feet anyway.
No, okay.
At least.
50 feet.
Because the old road went on the further side of what is the turnpike now, and of course that was narrow, and when they put in this side, that would have brought the right up against the houses there.
I see. Okay.
And they had to move back.
They were a lot closer then.
Yeah. But they moved the, what we call the Burrow House, that was the Yardbirds. Yeah. Cracked all the plaster and everything in the house when they moved it.
Oh, and that's something.
But it does that change.
Do you remember the jitneys, they called them jitneys, that took over for the trolleys after they built the turnpike and then pulled up all the rails? The jitneys were the buses.
Yeah.
Small
yeah.
buses. Oh, were they just like an overgrown car?
Well, I don't know. I never used them. I never went on them. And,
1931. They were the same buses that they have now, same size. They bought the most of us.
Yeah. Well, they were pretty big then, weren't they?
Yeah, those were at that time, I know. Because I used to ride on those.
That's what I mean. They were called jitneys.
Oh. But they had those. And then you can meet one in Dago and go to Marlboro.
Yeah.
But I usually use the one that went from Swarton, living in Southville, then went from Southville through to Boston. That was before the present Route 9 made usable, really. Went all the way into, head on from an alibi and went in, and went quite a way. And it wasn't you. Next impossible to go on that way with cars. So Framingham Center is.
I got a couple of things I want to ask you now that don't have anything to do with the turnpike of it. I kept running across in my, in the old chronotype there, these items, and I'd just like to get a little clarification if you recall at all. There was a place that was called Necktie Park. Do you recall where that was? I'm assuming that it was across the street from the firehouse where Nason built his coal sheds. That's where it sounds like it was, but I'm not sure.
I don't know that it was the name.
Okay. You remember the bandstand being up in front of the town
hall? Yes.
Yeah. Do you recall what they did with it?
No.
No. Okay. I saw a couple of items in the paper about it, but I never found out what they did. Apparently they tore it down because there was talk of putting it, taking the bandstand down and rebuilding it at Necktie Park. So. That's that. Do you remember the hot dog cart? It was right around where the the Staples block was before it burned. And it was, it said quick lunch on it. And it was always packed downtown near the railroad station.
What was the name of it?
It was just a hot dog cart. It was on wheels and it was drawn by a horse. And it had the words quick lunch on it, on the front. And
was it down there, Daisy's?
Yeah. It became Daisy's. The wheels are under Daisy's now.
Yeah, I remember.
You remember that?
Yeah.
And that, it was just a little cart on wheels and and they dragged it around with a horse. And That became Daisy's Diner. The wheels are still under the building in the dirt.
Yeah.
Down cellar. And one of these days I'm going to get down there and drag them out. You remember the 1917 fire on East Main Street?
Sure do.
Yeah.
Yeah, when the buildings all burned down there, the hat shop, drop shop.
Drop shop. Hassel?
Yeah.
It was Westboro Trunk and Bag and Hassel. The National
Hotel there.
Westboro Inn. And the Staples block.
Yeah.
Quite a fire, huh?
Yeah, that was the fire that Father and I sat down across the pasture, and the wind was blowing this way, blowing the sparks up this way. We turned around and came home. We didn't get down there until the next morning to see what the fire was all about.
About
scared
life. Why?
Well, I was sleeping there.
Yeah? Yeah? Did you go to that fire?
No.
Did you ever notice, Alan?
So, do you recall anything else about them? Trolleys? God, you're only a couple hundred feet down the street from them. They must have been clanging and digging their way through your day.
They run at night too. Did they run at night as well as in the daytime?
Yeah.
Not late though. How late did they run?
Well, up here at B&W, what the last cars used to come out of Worcester somewhere around 11:30, I think. And then they stopped in again. It was around 6 o'clock in the morning, something like that.
You took them into Worcester, did you?
Yeah, I used to go once in a while.
Yeah.
My mother's folks used to live in Holden, and my father's folks lived in Shrewsbury.
Formalities. Somebody lit a big bonfire the last run through of the trolley. Was that in this area here? Do you recall? It's mentioned in a book on the trolleys of the Turnpike. And I went to research it in the Chronotype, but that particular issue was missing. And it was January, I think, of 31, when the last car went through. It came down from Worcester. And there was a farewell salute by a Westboro resident. They built a big bonfire.
I don't remember that.
You don't recall it? Okay. Anyways, I'll have to go to Worcester and find that.
They built a thing down on the track the other night.
Yeah. In trouble with the railroad lately.
I've lost two people in the railroad.
Sure is. Mm-hmm.
Russell, I was telling Russell about it. He says, make them work. Get them going.
Recall anything else about them?
I don't think that's at all.
You probably think about something later on.
He talks in sleep and I'll break it down.
I'm sure you will. You want to know who that other woman is?
Oh, I know.
Oh. You never took anything, any late runs on that. They had one called the Lodge Cow. Do you remember seeing it in there, the Lodge Cow?
Yeah, I remember reading about it.
Yeah, you never took any of that?
No.
Any of those cows in?
No.
I remember you saying you hooked up the horse to the buggy and took that in. Do you remember your first cow? Your first auto here?
No.
The first car you had, you don't remember it?
The first one?
First car that you had?
Well, the first auto, the car, yeah. Yeah, I had the Model T, 1921.
Uh-huh. And what year was that? Was it 1921 you got the car?
Yeah.
So you were banging around in the Model T. No wonder you didn't take the trolley.
And then I had another one, 1925, another one nice, I took the old Model T, took the motor out of it, had it mounted out of little wheels, used it for sawing wood, running the floor in the silo.
Used it right here, too.
But one thing is, I had after I got the car, my uncle had a, what they call a helping Henry. That was that you sit on two wheels and you run it underneath the rear axle of the car, jack the car up, and the two rear wheels run up against two wheels that were on a pulley. And we used to use that for grinding corn in the barn. And that used to make the old car heat up.
Well, you used it for a lot of different things, then, just besides getting back and forth to town.
The boys used to take it, chase cows out of the fields, when they let the cows out at the fields, and they go round up the cows with it.
And the dog on the front seat.
The dog, yeah. Jeez, you got some use out of it.